you ever wished you could just grab coffee with a top leader in your direct sales company and pick her brain about all the things? Well, you're in luck. My name is Tiffany Spees. Welcome to Directly Different, the podcast where I have conversations with top direct sales leaders and ask them to share what they're doing differently to help them achieve success in their businesses. Direct sales doesn't have to feel spammy or gross. You can absolutely find success in your business by doing things a different way. I want you to feel empowered and inspired to be, well, different. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Directly Different. So this is an episode that almost didn't happen. In fact, the original plan for this episode is currently not the one airing. It's not the one you're listening to at the moment. This is very unplanned, but I felt it was very necessary. So something crazy happened last week. I had what I considered probably the biggest episode of my podcasting career, or I should say the biggest interview. And I was prepped, ready to go. I was nervous. I was kind of freaking out about it. And everything, you know, started okay. I was still extremely nervous and just feeling so uncertain about it and just unsure about it and just trying to talk myself out of those feelings. Like, you're just feeling this way because you're feeling intimidated, you're feeling nervous because it's a big deal. You know, like, this is a good thing, this is a good sign. Well, me being a podcaster of almost 3 years made a terrible mistake while setting up in my son's bedroom upstairs. That is my designated summer podcasting office because I can lock the door and it's far away from where the kids are. That way they can have the rest of the house to play while I record interviews in the summer. And so while I was setting up in his room, I failed to plug my computer in. And my computer, it's not brand new. It's not state of the art or top of the line. It is quite old and I have to kind of baby it to make sure it does what it's supposed to do. And so we were, oh man, probably about 10 minutes from being done in this very big deal interview. And my computer, like, it just, everything goes black. And my heart sank. I was freaking out. It's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I'm furiously like emailing this guest saying, I'll be right back. I'm so sorry. Well, by the time I got the computer plugged in, got it back up and running, thankfully was able to save what we had recorded up to that point. It had to download, so that took forever. And by the time I was able to get back on, this guest had to, understandably, leave and head to another meeting. So we were not able to finish our conversation. And I felt so small. I tried to not let it get to me. I tried to brush it off. I tried to rise above it. I tried to think all the positive thoughts that I could, right? It didn't work. I then spiraled into probably one of the biggest imposter syndrome episodes that I've been in the last 3 years. So this episode almost didn't happen. This episode that I'm speaking right now, this almost didn't happen because I was so tempted to just say, hey guys, sorry, no episode this week. I had technical difficulties, which I did. And I, up until earlier today, I'm like, maybe I will just do that. Just, you know, it happens. Things happen. It's summer. People will understand. But I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. I am currently still going through this bout of imposter syndrome, and I'm going to talk about it because I know that I'm not the only person listening that's going through this feeling right now. And I want you to know that I'm not here to be like, hey, one time 3 years ago, I went through imposter syndrome and this is how I conquered it and I've never struggled again. No, I'm here to tell you that I'm currently struggling with imposter syndrome and this is how I'm actively getting myself out of feeling this way. So this is not an episode on here's what I'm doing right. It's just an episode saying, here's what is helping me right now. Maybe this can help you too. And if you're not going through this season of feeling this way, you will at some point, because we all do. And I know we've all been there. But this is what is helping me get over this feeling of imposter syndrome. So many different things might help you, but this is what is helping me currently. So number one, my go-to is scripture, the Bible. And for me, this past weekend, I kept dwelling on the verses, Lamentations 3, 22 through 23, that say, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And those verses have been an encouragement to me my entire life, but especially in seasons like this where I was thinking the other day, like, this, things just cannot get worse right now. Things cannot get worse. First of all, they can. Second of all, no matter how bad things get, tomorrow is a new day and the Lord's mercies are new every single morning. And so that really helped me, because once I was able to kind of put a little bit of distance between me and this event, this terrible event that was my own fault, I was able to put it into perspective. You know, hey, in the big picture, this is a big deal, but it doesn't matter in the big picture. What can we learn from this, and what can we do better next time? It's a learning experience, right? It's a learning opportunity. But finding scripture that will help you in these seasons of feeling this way, where you are thinking to yourself, what am I doing? Who do I think I am that I can have a podcast, or that I can grow an Instagram following? Or what is my purpose in this space? Why should people listen to me? I have nothing of value to share. And we all have these thoughts. We all have these thoughts. But if we can go back to scripture and remind ourselves of the truths of God's word, that helps so much. And a good night's sleep helps a lot too. But also worship music. I know that I am a true crime junkie. Love true crime. But times like these, what I need is biblical truth. I need to listen to the words and take those to heart. And that helps. That helps a lot. So switching to worship music instead of maybe something else, that helps me. Also, give yourself grace, because we are all human. So even though I was feeling nervous and intimidated and feeling stupid after this terrible mistake that happened, both me and the person I interviewed, we are both human. Nobody is perfect. Nobody has it all figured out. We're all here taking it day by day, step by step. And so you just give yourself grace and remember that. It's easy to get caught up in thinking nobody else is going through this. But yes, there are so many others out there that are going through these feelings just like you are. Also, something I realized is that there was almost too much noise surrounding me. So I just talked about listening to worship music. But besides that, there was almost too much noise. There was, you know, you're on Instagram and you're watching reels and you're reading carousels and you're listening to podcasts and you're listening to audiobooks and you're reading books and you're listening to these experts telling you what to do and what's working and what you should be doing and what you, it gets to be too much. Do you know what I'm talking about? It gets to be too much. So what helps me is removing the noise, as in taking a break from podcasts, taking a break from listening to the Instagram experts on what we should be doing, taking a break from self-help books or self-help talks on YouTube or whatever you listen to. Take it from me, you don't need anything reminding you what you're not doing. Not today. You don't need that today. You can always go back to that tomorrow, because of course we should always be looking to improve in areas that we're lacking. But for right now, for today, you don't need that. So remove the noise. So surprisingly, something that has helped remove the noise for me is the new Threads app. I know that sounds so weird, but Threads, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but if you don't know, Threads is similar to Twitter, which I don't know much about Twitter. I was never on Twitter as a user, but Threads is basically a text app. You go on there and you post threads, which are kind of like a Facebook status, but it's a text-based app. So it really is just a fun, casual, quiet environment where I can still connect with others. And I've honestly made some connections, some new connections through being on Threads for just the last few days. And so to me, that has been so delightful and such a sweet change to the noise of social media, of Instagram, of Facebook. And it's crazy how such a little thing can make such a big impact. But removing the noise, however that looks for you, try it out because you don't need more things telling you what you're not doing. You can also take a social media break altogether, whether it's a day, a weekend, a week, whatever it might be, take a social media break if that's going to help you. Social media is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to implode. You're not going to lose it all overnight if you don't post for a day or two. Take a deep breath and take that break. Remove that noise. It will help. The next thing is remembering your why. So I will say that this is what brings me back to a better, more positive mindset every single time, because it's easy to ask yourself, why am I doing this? In a negative way, you know, why am I doing it? Why am I even doing this? What am I even doing this for? But if you could think of it this way, if you could think, what if one more life is impacted by what I have to share with the world? Can I keep going in order to impact that one more person? I have always said from day one that if even one person listens to a podcast episode and it helps them in their social selling business, then that is exactly why I'm putting in all this time and effort and energy into everything that I'm doing. And I remind myself of that statement that I've made, that if it can help one person, then it's so worth it. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that if this episode reaches one person that needed to hear it today, then my job is done. Like, I have accomplished that for the day. Repeat tomorrow, right? So if you can think about your why, and you can, instead of saying to yourself, why am I doing this? Say to yourself, why am I doing this? And remind yourself exactly who you are out there to serve and what their life could look like if you just keep going. How can we quit and how can we give up when that's around the corner? That could be around the corner for any one of us. So that helps a lot to just go back to your why, to remember your why. The next thing is making a list of your successes, or even making a list of the things that you are good at. This for me is a little bit tricky because I will admit, even after making those lists, whether mentally or on paper or asking somebody to tell you what am I good at, what have I been successful at lately, even after hearing that, all you are hearing in your mind is, it's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. So this one is a tricky one because it seems so easy. Yeah, make a list of your successes and then be proud of that. But we can also be really hard on ourselves, and it can expose what we haven't been successful at. Or for me, when I make those lists or I think about those things, the thoughts that pop up in my mind are, well, you've been successful at that, but you haven't been successful at the right things that will get you to your big goal, you know? But we have to remember that the things that we have succeeded at have gotten us this far, and that's incredible. So we continue to try new things and build on those successes. It's a combination of failures and successes, yes, but we build on those things. And someday we will see that success. And so this one, like I said, is hard for me because it can backfire. But I feel like it is a great exercise to regularly remind yourself what you're good at and what you have been successful at. The last thing that I'll share for this episode is simply talking with somebody else, somebody who will listen to you. Better yet, somebody who can totally relate to how you're feeling and what you're going through. This can be your spouse or partner. This can be your best friend. This can be your business accountability partner. Find somebody that you can be totally real with and say, hey, I am going through it. Here's what's going on. And they can encourage you whether it's to give you tips like these on how you can bounce back, or whether it is advice on the next steps you should take in your business, whatever it might be, finding someone that you can talk to about how you're feeling is so important. I will say that there is a lot of value in spending some time alone reflecting on what's going on. I know for me, as a human being, as an Enneagram 9, I recharge through alone time. But a word of warning, I feel like too much alone time can be harmful sometimes, because when it is just you and your thoughts, your brain will tell you things that are not true. And so I think we can tell ourselves, okay, well, I just want to be alone. I don't want anyone. I don't want to let anyone in. But I feel like too much alone time can be bad. A little bit of alone time is very refreshing. I totally get that. That's exactly how I am. That's how I operate. But a combination of rejuvenating alone time with venting to your best friend and seeking the advice or the counsel from them, I feel like a combination of that is very healthy. And that's what I like to do when I'm feeling this way, as I am currently this week. So this episode is not me being the expert telling you, here are the steps on how to conquer imposter syndrome. This is me telling you, hey, I am right there with you, feeling the same crappy feelings that you're feeling, because none of us are immune to imposter syndrome. We are all going to feel it at some point. It's going to get us. But we can be prepared, and we can remind ourselves that feelings like this are not permanent. Tomorrow is a new day. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. And you have seen huge success in your life, and you will continue to see huge success in your life, because that is who you are. You are not somebody who quits. You are not somebody who gives up when things get hard. It seems like it might be the easy thing to do, but that is not you. You are not going to do that. You are going to get through this time that feels so hard, so messy, so uncomfortable, and you are going to see the success that you are capable of, and you are capable of anything. I just hope that this encourages you today, because I am talking to myself, but I know that I'm not the only person going through this right now. So I hope it was encouraging to you. I mentioned talking with a friend. If you need a friend to talk to about all of this, I can be that friend. DM me on Instagram, because I can tell you that the struggles that you are facing in your business, I am either currently facing them, I have faced them, or I will face them. So we are in this together. We're figuring this all out. Nobody has arrived. Nobody has it all figured out. Don't compare yourself to other people, because you know, even though it might not seem like it, you know deep down, every single person struggles with stuff. Nobody's perfect. No matter how perfect they seem on social media, nobody is perfect. And you cannot let yourself get sucked into the lies that everybody else has it figured out and you don't. That is something that has been running through my head for the last week. And I am working through that. I'm getting through it one day at a time. And you will too. So here I am as a big sister, just trying to encourage you. And I really, truly mean it. If you want to talk more about this topic, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm there. Or on Threads. I'm there too. So I hope you have a wonderful week. It's going to get better. And you are pretty darn amazing. So have a great day. I'll catch you next week. Thank you so much for listening in to this week's episode. In my opinion, it's way more fun to share life with a friend. So if you loved what you heard today, feel free to take a screenshot and post it to your socials so your friends can listen into the show too. Don't forget to tag me at Directly Different Podcast, and I'll be sure to give you a shout out. Speaking of social media, follow me on Instagram at Directly Different Podcast, and send me a DM. I'd love to continue the conversation. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.